This broadcast of the PJC Media Network seeks to present wholesome, thought-provoking, and entertaining content. However, the views expressed by the hosts of PJC Media are theirs and theirs alone. They do not reflect the views of this network or its affiliates. Please utilize listener discretion.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. Each week, we feature different topics concerning issues that sometimes can be difficult to talk about. These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have Asperger's, or have mental disorders of any kind. We will discuss law enforcement and how they interact with these persons. Now, let's start the show.
Good evening, and thanks for tuning in to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. Tonight we're going to be talking about marijuana. We're going to talk about whether or not it should be legal, although here in Michigan, they overwhelmingly said that it should. So I want to hear what you guys think about it. But right now, looking it up, I read that according to a 2017 poll, 44% of American adults use marijuana on a regular basis. Are you one of those? Just let me know. As of 2018, the United States government claims the right to and does criminalize the growing, selling, and possession of marijuana in all states. This right is not given to them by the Constitution, but by the U.S. Supreme Court. The primary reasons in the support of legalizing marijuana include unwarranted government intrusion into individual freedom of choice. Maybe, maybe not. Number two, marijuana is more harmful to a person's health, alcohol, and tobacco. Now, these are some of the primary reasons that people support. It's more harmful to a person's health than alcohol and tobacco, which are both legal and widely used and regulated by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Three, marijuana has proven medical benefits for patients suffering from a host of ailments and diseases, including cancer, AIDS, and glaucoma. Number four, crime and violence both within the United States and at the Mexico border are increased due to illegal selling and buying of marijuana. Legalization would end the need for such criminal behavior. So some of the cons are some opponents of legalizing marijuana believe that individuals involved in buying and selling are more likely than average to be involved in other crimes and that society is safer with marijuana offenders incarcerated. And number two, law enforcement agencies don't want to be construed as supporting drug use. Those are only a few. But there are more. The pros and the cons of legalizing marijuana. That's what we're talking about tonight. So just stay with me, and we're going to talk about it. This is Jenny White, and I'm taking a break.
If you are in need of life insurance, auto or home insurance, or need help in getting out of debt, call your helpful insurance agents at Prime Financial Services. Did you know if you add a child rider to your life insurance policy, you can add multiple children for the price of one, starting at $10,000 worth of coverage for under $10. Call today for a free quote at 313-293-0979. Mention you heard this ad on this show for a free gift.
Want to start a business or have tax issues? We know exactly how to handle your individual needs. We personalize each individual and give you the time required to focus on your needs. We audit you before the IRS does. The IRS is not on your side, but we are. We set up companies, do tax preparation, tax and retirement planning, bookkeeping, IRS audits, and reviews. Please call me, Deborah Mitchell, owner of Mitchell & Company, for a free consultation at 248-354-5122. And visit my website, MitchellTaxAccounting.com.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay, so we're back, and tonight we're talking about the pros and cons of legalizing marijuana. And if you would like to join in the conversation, just press the 1 on your phone, and you will be in queue, and you can ask your question, you can make a comment, or whatever you'd like to say to be in the conversation. And we're talking about marijuana, the pros and cons of legalizing it. It was on the ballot, and it passed overwhelmingly. And so I'm still going with the pros and cons. And it says here that the prohibition of marijuana is unwarranted government intrusion into individual freedom of choice. Okay. Marijuana is no more harmful than or tobacco, which are both legal and widely used and regulated by the United States Food and Drug Administration. So, okay. Marijuana has proven medical benefits for patients suffering from a host of ailments. I said that. And we're talking about the social reasons are much in the same way that pro-life advocates seek to make abortion illegal, all based on moral grounds. So too do some Americans wish to make marijuana illegal. They believe its use is immoral. That's an interesting one. Okay, what do you guys think? Long-term or abusive use of marijuana can be harmful to a person's health and well-being. Is that true? Do we know that that's true? Because if it's hurting you on one end and then helping you on the other, I don't know how that works. I guess if you use it long enough, maybe, is that it? Then they said that secondhand smoke from marijuana can be harmful to others. Now, we all know that secondhand smoke is harmful to others. I've heard about the smoke from the marijuana can give you a hot contact high. So smoke is smoke. I guess it does make it harmful. I don't know. I haven't heard anyone say that they had a lung disease from smoking marijuana. Not to say that it doesn't happen. I don't know. But I have not heard anyone to date say that. And many allege that regular marijuana use can lead to the use of harder, more harmful drugs such as heroin and cocaine. Well, we hear that. We you know, people say that it leads to that. What do you think? I have a caller. Caller, you're on the line and you're talking to Jenny White, and we're talking about legalizing marijuana. What do you think? Caller, are you there?
Hi, Jenny White. This is Richard. And
hi,
I just want to
say,
good. How are you?
I'm fine.
Just wanted to say there's pros and cons, you know, in regards to the legalization of marijuana. I think one of the pros.
Well, can I ask you one question before you make your statement? Did you vote yes or no?
I voted yes.
Okay.
And the reason why is because minorities statistically go to jail much more and for longer times based on their possession of marijuana. So, you know, some of the stats I've heard, 1 out of 10 white people will get stopped and go to jail, whereas, you know, up to 4 out of 10 black people will, or minorities, you know, will go to jail for the same amount of marijuana. And so I think with it being legal, you know, and you being able to possess so much legally will prevent a lot of incarcerating and people getting felonies and misdemeanors for possession. I think that employers are still going to probably still have drug testing, you know, so you're not going to be able to get around that. If an employee,
if an employer doesn't want to,
if you got to do a drug test for, you know, your job, then you're going to have to pass it, or either you're not going to be working at that job. And so, you know,
How's that going to work? It's legal now, and suppose you have a medical condition, but you have a card if you do, don't you?
Not everybody smoke weed has a card, and it's legal. It might be legal in the state, but it's federally, it's still not legal. So, you know,
okay,
you might, yeah, federally it's not legal. In the state, it is. So, you know, within the state, you're still, you know, you may be able to possess so much within legal limits and grow up to 12 marijuana plants and it be legal.
But you brought up a good point. I mean, if you're a smoker and you have a job which does periodic, you know, drug testing, that's going to be a problem for you.
Well, I mean, if you want your job or you want to smoke weed, it ain't no problem. I mean, the only problem is if you know, you can't control your habit. And if your job says, you know, if you know you're going to be randomly tested, you know, unless you're going to be trying to, you know, get around it, purchase other people's pee or, you know, buy those.
Oh, can you do that, though? I mean, you can purchase some pee. They don't, I guess they don't go in the bathroom with you. But that's, I don't know. That's crazy. I've heard people do that. But then I've heard a lot of people say, you know, you can, I think it's a bagel that you eat or something. That, you know, the people that smoke the weed know what to do.
Then they have cleansers that you can buy that's supposed to clean your urine out. But, you know, they could pick that stuff up in the test, you know, so they could say, oh, okay, you've got this, you know, you got this cleanser.
You got Ajax.
Right.
That's
so
funny.
I mean, what you been drinking? So, you know.
Point.
And then I saw,
you know, I don't know.
I saw,
but like you say,
TV.
Federally it's not legal. So
yeah, federally it's legal.
Then when the feds get in it, then it's going to be like tobacco or alcohol, because they're going to take their piece of the pie.
Yeah, that's true. And it's so many different strands of marijuana now with so many different names and potencies. You know, I saw a program the other day, and it was talking about drugged drivers, driving under the influence of marijuana, and how they don't necessarily have tests to test people who are under the influence of marijuana like they do with alcohol. And so you're supposed to have 5 nanograms, you know, if you have more than 5 nanograms of marijuana in your system, then you are, I guess, legally intoxicated, whereas like 0.08 in a blood alcohol test, you know, you're legally drunk. And so, you know, in this test, the guy, you know, was on this road track and had to go through, you know, the cones, and he had the instructor in the passenger seat, and, you know, tell him speed up, you know, stop between these cones, slow down. And so, you know, he did it sober first, and then he did it again. He went and smoked some weed and did it. And the guy told him, you know, his reflexes were slower. He said, if that was a kid, you would have hit him. So, you know, I think that, you know, and one of the cons of is, you know, they have edibles now. So you can get weed and
brownies
and cookies and candy.
That's
you
crazy.
Know, and I think the thing is, because I've had some brownies, it's hard to gauge how much you're consuming. So, you know, it's very easy to consume too much because, you know, it tastes just like brownies. I mean, so if you were to eat the whole thing and then when it hits you, you know, not only the paranoia that comes behind it a lot of times, but just the fact that it's the snuck up on you and you blow now, you know, beyond what you anticipated.
Wow.
And depending on what you're doing. So
that's,
I think,
scary.
That it is. I think that, you know, especially, I mean, I'm an adult, 250 pounds. And for my first time, I had some, and I mean, you know, I didn't know how much to take. So, you know, it's like, don't eat the whole brownie. So I took them. Don't eat it. That's all they can tell you. Don't eat the whole thing at one sitting.
Oh, wow.
So I took a piece, you know, and I didn't know I was high till I figured out I was high.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, my God.
I didn't know it until I figured it out. I looked in the mirror and my eyes were red, and, you know, just like I had smoked some, and I was buzzing, and I was like, oh, man, this stuff works. And, So sometimes, depending on your job, you know, you might want to take a little piece before you go to work just to get your mind right to deal with some of your coworkers. But, you
know,
it's
doing you like that, my goodness. But the only thing about that is you don't know what these people are putting in this stuff.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, right?
That can really,
you know,
hurt you.
Yeah, it could be, you know, the angel dust, you know, the formaldehyde, which, you know, used to be angel dust back in the 80s.
Yeah,
you know,
formaldehyde is for dead people, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. That's why you get so buzzed.
Wow.
So
that's scary.
Yeah.
To
so
me.
A lot of weed nowadays, you have to really. It's scary because it's, you know, and a lot of the smell is loud. Some of it's called loud because the smell so.
Really.
Smell so strong. Yeah, they call it loud.
Wow.
So
I don't know. I don't think I can deal with that.
So it could be the pros and cons behind it. I think, you know, it just has to be regulated, and it's a learning process.
Right.
It's a a process, but I don't think that, you know, and I don't think by it being legal means that, you know, it's going to be more, you know, more accessible. It may be more accessible, but, you know, I don't think that just because it's legal means that you're going to do it. I mean, cigarettes are legal, but if you don't want to smoke cigarettes, you're not going to smoke them. You know, alcohol is legal, you know, and if you don't want to be a drinker, you ain't going to drink, you know. So just because marijuana is legal doesn't mean that you're just going to smoke because it's legal.
Yeah,
so,
but, you know, like you said, you don't have to smoke. You can get a brownie.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, you can get an edible.
And
then they have oils, you know, they've got.
Well, yeah, because you know what? Who has a line of cannabis things? Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, man. Well, she's smart. I didn't know
she
that.
She has a line of little things like
oil.
That. You reminded me of that.
Well, she probably smokes.
About the oils
sure
and
she
things. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's. I think it's going to be a lucrative business to get in, and I'm definitely looking to see where I can get involved in it because it's going to be, I mean, it's
well,
going to be
heard,
a billion-dollar industry, legally.
I heard they're millionaires, and you know, I don't know if you remember this reporter, and they called her Q because her name was something.
Aquanetta.
Yeah. Well, she and her husband just opened a store on Tuesday, Election Day. They opened a store.
Yeah.
And she said.
I heard about that in court time.
Yeah, she was smoking on television at work.
Okay.
She was puffing. Yeah, and she said that, you know, she left because she had MS. I think that's
yeah, multiple sclerosis. Yeah.
Yeah, and she said she smokes every day, and that allowed her to get rid of 9 medications that she was taking.
Wow.
She said,
"Yeah,
she
I mean,
smokes.
In that instance, you know, it has its advantages in regards to."
Yeah, but
being helpful.
I don't think anybody really knows what the disadvantages is. Hold on, Mason. I want you to hear this one. I have another caller.
Sure.
Yes, caller, you're on.
And how are you this evening?
I'm fine. Thank you, thank you, thank you. How are you?
Okay, just fine. I'm enjoying the program. This is a subject I believe that we all should be concerned with. Just before, my favorite comedian and person, health person, is the late Dick Gregory. And I remember they were asking him questions about, you know, towards the end of his life, certain questions they were asking him about the future of the African-American community. And he said, what would you say to the young people? And he said this, he said in so many words, he said this, that they were going to really have to be careful because it was going to be through the social type things that they allow in their lives, such as the marijuana. He was emphasizing that it's going to be mind altering to the point where, you know, it renders you. It will make you in a certain way, you know, really mess up your mind. He was trying to tell them that. And he was trying to warn them they would have to watch out for this. And I don't think he's been dead a year or so. Might have been. But here we are. We have finally legalized marijuana here in the in Michigan.
In Michigan, yes.
And it doesn't seem like it's going to really you know, they haven't given us anything, but they've made something available to us that it's going to be set for our destruction. I believe that. I really do. I remember seeing this picture years ago. It's called Porky and Bess with Sidney Poitier. Porky and Bess years ago. And it was a nice black musical program. But every time this girl, they had a man on it played by Sammy Davis Jr., the late Sammy Davis. Every time, he was like the person in the neighborhood who handed out the drugs. And every time there was a sadness in the community or someone was just broken and down, he would hand them drugs. And he was doing this to a lot of the people in his community. And it was, you know, it was a real bad effect on the community altogether. To help you through your pain, he would give you some type of a drug. And then, you know what happens then after all that. But this is what I think is happening here. There's a lot of concerns that we're dealing with in the African-American community. And so in order to what they call help is nothing but a lot of hindrance, an awful lot of hindrance. And people, you know, and they're taking advantage of this in our pain and in our hurt. That's the way I feel about this. It's another step. It's another nail in our coffin, so to speak.
I think she's got a point because, you know, we'll, you know, have dispensaries. We only have dispensaries in our community. There's not very many in the suburbs, you know, just like you got a bunch of liquor stores on every corner.
The medical marijuana,
They're together. They're all, you know, they're together. If you don't like one person, go next door.
And you know, I heard you don't necessarily have to have your medical marijuana card in order to purchase either. You know, so.
Oh, really? Now that I didn't know.
I'm sure that. Not everybody that's purchasing has a card.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you know when they, have anybody known when they're just going to start selling it like this? Have they given a date that it'll be available to the public? You just, you know, and you can go to the drugstore and get it or whatever.
I thought they were liquor doing
store.
It now.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Do though, if they would take it through the pharmaceutical companies, what do you think?
You know, it's not going to be legal without the pharmaceutical companies getting involved.
Yeah, everybody got to get a piece of the flesh, a pound of their flesh.
I was reading an article the other day about how this young black female doctor, you know, somebody rang her doorbell, you know, and stabbed her, and, you know, and ended up killing her because she was saying how talking about holistic ways of healing yourself as opposed to the pharmaceutical company, you know, taking all these drugs. And so she was going up against the pharmaceutical company and, you know.
They put a hit out
implied,
on her?
Yeah, it was implied that, you know. They put a head on it.
You know what? The American people, some of them have gone stark raving crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You got a president up there who's talking about people. And, you know, he has to know that he's partially responsible for that man sending people pipe bombs. Now you have CNN reporters who have to have security because he called them, you know, stupid, you don't know what you're doing, and, you know, stuff like that. And their family, these people have families.
Yeah.
And they have legitimate jobs. That's crazy.
Well, he don't care nothing about that. I saw a documentary on the SS, talking about Hitler in Germany.
The secret service, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And during his reign of power, and it reminded me so much of
this
Trump.
45.
And it seems like the direction he's trying to go in regards to being a dictator or autocrat.
Well, I know one thing, that if he gets, well, Maxine Waters, who he hates, is now the chairperson of the financial something committee, can subpoena his taxes. She can do that. So,
Well, they're going to give problems. Well, you know, he just appointed a new attorney general after he fired
I know, and said he didn't know anything about the man.
He lied.
He's been waiting. He always lies. And people, I don't understand. There was a lady on TV, a black woman. She said, well, I go along with his agenda because I think he protects us. From what? And he said he's going to start building the wall. So, you know, you guys know we're going to have to pay for that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, ain't nobody about to appoint any money, you know, allocate any money for the wall.
You know, he lied when he said that. How you going to spend somebody else's money? That's like you telling me what I have to do with my money. Mexico's gonna pay for it. Yeah, right.
Well, he just says what you think his base wants to hear.
Well, it keeps them shored up. I mean, they keep going. What really bothers me is these evangelicals now. How spiritual are they? I don't know about them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It is.
They co-sign a lot of stuff that he does.
I wonder if they're smoking or eating brownies.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised.
They're screwing
these kids in the church, you know. Can't seem to get that right.
Yes. That's another subject. Another one. That's horrible.
But back to the weed.
I know.
Well, it's mind altering, you know. They can do anything to it.
Yeah.
And what's so sad about it, we're going in for it. Such as, you know, we had a large showing at the polls, and I do believe it was because of that.
And you know, I laughed and told some folks, I said, I bet these first time voters, the only thing they did was turn that ballot over and for number one, proposal one, put a yes and handed it in.
That's all they were concerned about, yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, between a lot of what Trump was doing, I think that was the motivation as well.
Well, we all need to be drunk, I guess. I don't know. Somebody told me tonight that if it was legal where they were, that they would be high now.
Yeah.
And listening to me.
Yeah.
To each his own.
Yeah, well, you know, so that just keeps us vigilant. We have to not be eating all everybody's food. Be careful.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, people will trick you, give you some stuff.
I had a student, though, and, you know, he was born normal. And how he got into my special ed class was he was somewhere with his friends, and I guess he got up and left the table and left his drink or whatever, and they thought it would be funny to put something in his drink. They put something in his drink, and that child became special ed for the rest of his life.
Yes, mind altering. Yeah, brain, all that stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why I always say, I don't care what you're drinking, water, pop, you know, a drink, if you have to go to the bathroom, if you can't take it with you, when you come back, don't touch it.
Yeah,
I don't
get
care
another
if
one.
It is your friend. I don't care if it is your friend, because, you know, his friends thought they want to see how he reacted with whatever they put in there. and they mess him up for the rest of his life. So, you know, you just have to be careful. Do not leave your drinks on the table. If you get up to dance.
Yeah, I remember my cousins did that to me years ago. Because I didn't drink or anything like that. I didn't believe in that. But I had a pop or something, and I was talking to them, and then I turned my back, and they poured beer into it.
Oh, okay.
And when I tried to drink my pop, I just tasted it. I just, you know, and they thought it was funny.
See, that's what I'm saying.
It was really funny. Yeah.
Those
things
are
family
not
members.
Funny,
they thought
but
they thought
I don't
it
care.
Was.
Family
yeah.
members, friends, be very careful.
Yeah.
You know. Well, I don't know. But just don't
it is,
do
yeah.
it. That's all I got to say. I left my water at the shop where I was getting a mani-pedi, and I called them, and I went back and got it. And the first thing I did was pour the water out in the sink. I don't know nothing about those people. And I wasn't drinking
right.
water, even though I drink alkaline water, and I pay for it. Nah, it wasn't worth it. It wasn't
Mm-mm.
worth it. So you just have to be careful.
Yeah.
So,
it is
yep,
a thing in terms of this.
I'm sorry?
It said we have to look at things in terms of this, you know.
Yeah. I mean, we got to look. Listen, we were in choir rehearsal last night, and some young man came into the sanctuary while we were, you know, in the choir stand, and he sat in the back, the last row. And so we started wondering, you know, who is this? You know, why is he coming in here? And this, that. And then I turned around and I said, you know what? It's sad that we have to do that. He came for one of our choir members. He was going to take her home. He was her grandson. But we didn't know him.
No, you didn't. You don't.
And then one of the directors, well, I got my gun and my purse. I said, and where is your purse? Well, it's down there. Well, it's down there in the pew.
Wow.
Yeah,
he is.
We could all be dead by the time she go and grab her purse.
Yeah.
But this
yeah.
is the world that we're living in. Oh, my gosh. And when you have children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, they have to grow up in
with all this, yeah.
situation. And that's really sad. That saddens me. I know we had a little bit of stuff going on. It might have been a lot, but it wasn't like this. It really
right.
wasn't like this. So, you know,
no,
all the gay
it's a different
people
world.
Are in the closets. And it's, you know, it's horrible. People are shooting you when you go to these functions where you have people entertaining them and they're shooting, and then you can be sitting up in your house and get killed.
Yeah.
So this is the life we're living
mm-hmm.
in.
When I go out, I have to kind of remind myself that God has not given us a spirit of fear.
And
remind us what we're supposed
forget,
to have.
Don't forget. Don't forget, he's still in control.
Yeah, I understand. yeah.
He's still
it is.
In control. I don't care really what's true. Going down. What's going down, he got you. He got your bag. Just like Noah. You know, Noah had to build that ark. Noah was the only, he, his wife, his three boys and their wives, Eight people were the only humans left on Earth. Only.
It is mind-blowing. Yeah.
Well, no,
and after the whole thing
was smoking weed, too.
You wasn't smoking weed, man.
I said no.
It's mind-blowing.
Smoking
when
weed
you had
too.
To go through, when you realize
was,
what happened, yeah.
He was drinking something, and his son,
because grapes. He made some grapes and made him some wine and got drunk. Everybody was gone. Everybody
yeah.
was drunk. I mean, everybody was
you,
you're gone. You're
sitting there with a bunch of animals.
they would
gotta,
not listen. Yeah.
You got to stay in there, and it's raining 40 days and 40 nights. My gosh.
It is something to think about.
Yeah.
It really,
Is.
Well, thanks so much, Jenny White, for your program.
Well,
and
I thank you.
Yeah.
I really do. I appreciate your support. I really do. So you have a great
evening.
So I think I'll take a break now.
Is your food bland and you want to spice it up? Does it taste like something is missing? What's missing is my seasoning, Butch's Bodacious Seasoning, all-purpose seasoning, good on absolutely everything but ice cream. I'm Linda Porter, President and CEO of Butch's Bodacious Seasoning. To get the spice back in your life, call me at 313-393-2738. You won't regret it. Thank you.
Magnify His name with Elder Charnell P. Blaine and Divine Purpose. For all ministry engagements, contact us at area code 267-240-0709 or email us at dpministry01@aol.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we're never too tired.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Autism affects 1 in 68 children, sweeping all racial, ethnic, and socioeconomic groups. Autism is a lifelong brain disorder that leads to untold challenges to the physical, financial, and social well-being of people with autism and their families. Resources are stretched thin. The Autism Alliance of Michigan, a collective voice for families across the entire state, uses resources to help families battle challenges right here, right now. If you or anyone you know needs help navigating the autism journey, contact the Autism Alliance of Michigan today, 877-463-AAOM, or visit them online at aaomi.org.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay, so we're back and we're talking about the pros and the cons of legalizing marijuana. And I have another caller who has something to say. Caller, you're on with Jenny White.
Hello, how we doing?
We're doing great. How about you?
Doing fantastic. I'm glad to be on the show.
Well, I'm glad you called in.
Excellent. I just wanted to kind of talk about some of the things that you guys were talking about.
Okay.
So as far as legalizing marijuana, I think it's kind of one of those same type of deals as before with prohibition and alcohol. I think that it was getting to the point where so many people were smoking marijuana and it was such a popular drug, you know, everywhere that, you know, people decided, the government said, well, it doesn't make any sense. People are going to smoke it anyway, you know, so we might as well make it legal. That way, as long as it's legal, we can tax it. And they'll be in line to make millions of dollars off of the legal marijuana trade. So I don't necessarily think, I feel like if it wasn't such a popular drug and it wasn't, you know, so common, you know, in communities, then it would still be illegal. But I feel like
is
this
it,
is not necessarily.
Is it legal in Illinois, in Chicago?
Not yet. But, you know, Tuesday they just elected a brand new governor who's Democratic, and he already said in the primary that, you know, he's for legalizing marijuana. So at this point, it's only a matter of time before it happens. He just, you know, it's probably one of the first things that he's going to do when he gets in office.
So did he replace that guy that President Obama used to have as his something or other? He worked with him?
No.
No, that's not the one.
Raul Emanuel?
Yeah, that's him.
No, that's the mayor of Chicago. So,
So Rob Emanuel is still there?
He is, but he has decided not to run for re-election. So this is his last term. Well, I think that he is. He's been getting blasted by media because of the issues that's been happening in the inner city Chicago, where, you know, weekend after weekend, 30, 40 people get shot. And so he's been really getting some bad press, whereas I'm not sure if any mayor can come in and fix it, but I guess he just was seen by most people as being apathetic about the whole situation. So I think had he run for re-election, he might have had a good shot of getting re-elected, but I guess at this point, it's just not worth it for him. He's been getting really bad press.
So have you had any brownies lately?
No. No, I haven't.
Okay. All right. So you're good?
Yeah, I'm doing really well.
Okay.
Getting ready for the holiday that's approaching super, super fast. So seems like
you're
blinking.
Yeah, the year did go by quickly.
So, just getting ready for that. But outside of that, everything is excellent.
Okay. Kids are okay.
Kids are doing really well. They had a day off from school today because for whatever reason, parent-teacher conference or whatever. So,
Veterans Day is Sunday.
Yeah.
Are you going to have school Monday?
Yeah. They'll have school on Monday, but the following week, which is the week of Thanksgiving, the students in our district are off that entire week. So we'll be there. The adults will be there Monday and Tuesday. They'll be getting professional development and stuff. And then they'll have parent-teacher conferences that Tuesday. And then Wednesday will start the beginning of the holiday. So it just made sense to have those days on the week of Thanksgiving, instead of having the kids come out Monday and Tuesday and then no more school, you know?
Yeah. Okay, well, if you didn't have another comment, I appreciate you calling and commenting.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you for having the show and having a forum for people to talk. And, you know, it's important if you look at, you know, what's happening in Florida and what's happening in Georgia.
Yeah.
If people need to realize that, you know, by not voting, you're actually voting. You're casting your ballot, but you're
for the wrong thing, though.
So, I mean, especially places like Michigan, where they said recently that had the voter turnout been a little bit stronger in, I want to say, Michigan, Wisconsin, and they named one other place, I can't remember. Michigan, Wisconsin, and I think maybe
Ohio,
maybe it was. But in the especially in the urban areas, like, you know, Milwaukee, Detroit, you know, Cleveland, had the voter turnout been a little bit higher in those areas, we wouldn't be dealing with this Donald Trump era anyway. You know, so it's important. I know one vote doesn't seem like it makes a difference when you try to tally up millions of votes, but, you know, communities of votes make a big difference, you know, and counties of votes make a big difference. So, I mean, I know it's a whole bunch of people who still don't believe in voting and they feel like it's the way the government can monitor you and all of that stuff, but they're going to monitor you anyway. So it makes sense to just cast your ballot for something, because if the Democratic Party, if Democratic Party voted between 90 and 100%, if 100% of all Democrats in the country voted, you would never have another Republican anything. But the reason why Republicans win so many offices, because so many Republicans take their time out of their busy schedule to cast their ballot, and we got a lot of Democratic people who just don't believe in casting the ballot. It's more Democrats than Republicans, but Republicans win offices because Democrats, some Democrats don't think it's important to vote. So it's important to vote. Your vote is a right that people fought for, that people died for. You know, a lot of people did a lot of work to allow people to vote, and just to not vote is really unpatriotic and it's irresponsible.
Well, thank you, sir, for that tidbit.
And all right, thank you.
You're welcome. I have another caller. Caller,
hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, Virginia. How are you?
I'm fine. Who's this?
Deborah.
Oh, how you doing?
Okay. So, the marijuana thing. I think it was a good idea to legalize it because, as one of the callers mentioned earlier, the disproportion with which African Americans or people of color are being the act is being criminalized is disproportionate to actually who actually uses it more than as much or more. I don't smoke it. Okay, because I have a problem with anything that alters my brainage.
Okay.
I don't. However, I do know that I know of a couple of people who do it because it is a medical issue. There is people who have glaucoma, especially, who it actually is supposed to be a help for them. And in fact, it was interesting because my mom was saying that her doctor was saying she should, because it would, I guess it slows down the progression, but she won't do it, you know, because there are some
well,
people.
Well, go buy her some brownies.
No, heck no, I ain't gonna. Oh, yeah, don't let her know, right?
No, I didn't say don't let her know. I just said buy her some brownies. She don't feel like twisting some papers and putting some whatever in it, you know.
Let me just say, my mother can't drink a glass of wine without falling off the table. So, no, she don't need nothing to alter anything other than what she is, okay? She's just, that's just not her. However, my biggest issue is the, you know, I was on Facebook and I see comments and things like that, and one of the things I think people have a misconception about is that everybody wants to act like alcohol and cigarettes are not as harmful, and that is not true. There are people walking around on breathing machines, portable breathing machines, because
oxygen.
They smoke. Yeah. Now, I was married twice. Both of my ex-husbands smoked like the dickens, and because I never smoked, it was hard for me to see how much that smell was in my house, although because of the fact that I always keep candles and things going, and it wasn't for that. It was just because I like the scents and things like that. I knew.
That smoke gets into everything.
It does, and if you have cloth furniture, it gets into everything. I have an unspoken rule, and my mother has always had the same rule for her house. Whatever you smoke, cigarettes or cigars. My stepfather that I grew up with smoked cigarettes, and he would smoke cigars. I don't think he smoked cigarettes, but he smoked cigars. He had to go out on the porch, okay? almost, now, like I said, I was married twice to two military men who were chained, I kid you not, chain smokers. And my son was a chain smoker. He was trying to stop while he was living with me, and he was doing the e-cigarettes, and I can't even take the smell of the e-cigarettes. Has nothing to do with whether it's weed versus cigarettes. I just don't like the smell, you know, at all.
Somebody said you can get addicted to that. I'm not sure. I don't know.
What, to the e? Probably, because he'd fall off the wagon. I mean, and we got smokers in our house. I mean, most of my uncles I knew were smokers. My youngest sister, it's probably only three of us that didn't, you know, as far as, well, four, because my brother didn't. He was asthmatic. But the thing is that's an addiction that people can't stop. And there are ways to cover up weed when you're testing for a job. Trust me, like I just said, the military men, they figure it out because they get randomly tested. They may not smoke weed while they're on duty, but when they get on break, they know how much time they can do it, and the rest of it fall. I guess it goes away or something. So you got to time it, like you got a 30-day leave. You can smoke your weed the first week or something, and then bam, you can't. So it must not be that addictive, or you wouldn't be able to put it down for the time that you're in there. I think it's just anybody can get addicted to anything. That's what opioids are about. I mean, I never even knew what the heck an opioid was. I've always been able to take, like, when for cramps and things like that, when they had to give me really strong medicine, I never got addicted to it. But I think sometimes there is a gene, a genetic disposition to being addicted to anything. Okay? My father was an alcoholic. He could not put the alcohol down, not even in the knowledge that he was severely diabetic, but you still had to have that alcohol. Okay? So I he could take he could drink alcohol legally and drive. I remember times that he picked us up and we went somewhere, the family, you know, my sister and I would go visit family and stuff, and he was drunk and he brought us back home. It didn't even dawn on me that that's what it was, cuz I was a kid, you know. But the thing is that it's just as addictive as anything else. If your personality is an addictive personality that has to have something because you have to have it, alcohol, cigarettes, weed, it's not going to make a difference. And here's the thing. Not legalizing it is not going to keep people from having it. End of story. They're going to get it. Okay? And these shops that were supposed to have medical cards, I think someone mentioned before, you're supposed to, but you go up in there, and I know a friend of mine who, I guess the state police or somebody were out there right before the election thing, and he got stopped, his car got impounded, he had to pay $1,900 to get his car out of the impound, and $900 for a ticket and everything. They didn't put him in jail or nothing, because he was too, you know, he was an older dude, but you know, he didn't even know that he couldn't go in there. He said, well, the places are there, so I thought I could go in there, and they sold it to me. I've been going over there for, I'm like, okay, it wasn't legal. You didn't have a car. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, people going to get it any way they can get it. You know, they've always been able to get it. You know, that's why Cheech and Chong or whatever their name was back in the 70s, it was hilarious, because they showed them doing it and, you know, smoking it in movies because it was funny. So people can get it whether you legalize it or not. The point was to keep a lot of these, especially African-American men, I guess it is, out of jail for smoking marijuana. Now, it's different when you're talking about on the sales side. I guess that's the regulation, is the regulation of selling it. And I think maybe regulating it will keep people from putting stuff in it. You know what I'm saying? I heard Mike say something about.
I don't know.
Well, if you get it in the black market, but why would you if it's legal? Why would you do that when you can walk into a store and get it? Because they are going to get sent down the river without a paddle if they got stuff laced with, if they laced it with anything. Because they don't know where they got it from. You know? So,
yeah,
I mean,
the price is going to be different, too.
Okay, but you know what? If you got to have it, you're going to get it. You're going to pay. If you making the money or you got
the
money.
Whether or not you got to run into somebody's house and steal what they have in order for you to get it. Yeah.
But you, here's the thing. You got to know somebody got that in there and it's worth enough for you to break into somebody's house. It's not like everybody on the block will have weed in their house. You know, I mean,
wonder if anybody would break into these. Well, I guess they would. They break into everything.
You know what?
But
with
I
the money
they
that they're going to make, they're going to be able to secure them doors. They're not going to be able to break into them. Not that easy. But they break into the store. I mean, here's the thing. A person who breaks in to get the weed to try to sell it on the street, these are the same people who are going to break into the grocery store and steal all the liquor and sell it. I mean, that's not going to go away. They just gonna have to find a way to secure their places, and they've been taking people down when they having these illegal grow farms, because I guess you're only supposed to grow a certain amount. I don't know what all the regulations are, you know. But they've been busting these different places, and I think that while it's not something that I ever thought we would do, I don't see a real bad with it unless you're going to regulate everything that is addictive. I mean, you know, what is it? The opioid is a crisis now because it's not happening primarily to African-American people. If we were the only one getting drugged out on opioids, trust me, they would do nothing.
Well, that's the only time anything gets to be, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. But see, here's the other thing. There's people who come from all these other suburban places to come over here to get this weed.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's not get it twisted. It ain't not Detroit.
All these Donald Trump spots.
Right.
Where they got all these women. They don't have those in the suburbs.
Right. And they come right over here because they don't allow it over there. You know, a lot of the cities don't allow the places that you can get the weed. But they come over here, to get all kinds of drugs and whatever else. What I'm saying is that if you really want it, you know where to come to get it.
Yeah, it was supposed to be so many feet
away
from a church and schools. And things like that. So.
Yeah, and you can go up and down 8 Mile, and I swear there's got to be at least one every block. Yep. And they got some creative names, I'll tell you. There was one that was called, this is not a weed place, this is really a donut place. But I swear, I've seen so many creative places. I saw this sign that said, Holy Donuts. I said, is this? And they had a green sign, because it's always usually a green sign.
Right. Yes,
girl.
I saw that too. It's funny on 8 Mile, and it's funny. It's real funny how the weed shop is closed, but the donut shop opened at midnight.
Really? Is that what you know what?
They're right next to each other.
Look, okay, no, so that was the weed shop next to it.
Yeah, that's the weed shop right next to it.
That's what, you know, because I thought that the donut, I had said to my mother when we drove, I said, are they not getting creative? Now they got a weed place called Holy Donuts.
Yeah, no, they're right next to each other, but I'm sure
they
belong selling weed at the donut shop, too. I wouldn't be surprised.
That's kind of about
Well, I wouldn't buy a donut. If it ain't Dunkin', I'm not getting it.
Well, you know, that might be the brownie donuts.
I don't know.
Right.
I don't eat brownies, so that's a good thing.
Okay. Well, I do if you got some ice cream to go with it. But I'm not
I don't like brownies.
Oh Lord, they selling weed out. But yeah, I just think there's a lot of things I wish we weren't doing and we didn't have to do. But I don't see avoiding it based on the real statistics of it. And quite frankly, most times the old weed people, the people who used to smoke weed back in the day, didn't get in the car and drive most of the time with weed. They did the weed at home to relax and chill. Okay? And so I don't know that we're going to have more car accidents because of weed. I don't see that happen. As many people as I have seen driving drunk and people getting killed, I think that's the worst issue when it comes to driving and being high, because you're still high when you're drunk from alcohol too.
I think impaired driving, even with weed, I think you can still, you know, zone out, you know, and I think that any type of, you know, mind altering drug when you are operating, you know, that's just like taking a pill. They say, you know, don't operate heavy machinery.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's like with that weed. I think sometimes, you know, might make you do 5 in a 45. So you're going too slow.
Well, and you know what? I agree with you. I'm not saying that it wouldn't impair you if you got behind the wheel of a car, but most people, when they talk about, you know, it's like they go home and they chilling out, looking at TV, smoking their weed. Okay? I mean, it's not necessarily they're smoking the weed with the intention of getting in the car. Now, I'm not saying that that doesn't happen. That's not what I'm saying. But
right.
You can't, well, up until now, you can, I guess we have to wait for the weed bars, huh? Because when you drink, you go out to a bar and drink, you got to get in your car and get
home.
That's
true. That's true. Okay. Well, you know, I think it's going to open doors to a lot of different industries, and I think the people that have the foresight to be in front of it will be able to capitalize, you know, sooner, you know, and that's actually not a bad idea, having somewhere you can go and smoke, you know, just like
that hookah
bar.
Yeah,
I was going to say
like,
bars,
yeah. Yeah, you open up somewhere you can go and smoke your weed. I'm sure weed smokers wouldn't have a problem going, and especially if you're serving food or you're serving drinks and, you
right.
know, or you can party and dance. If you can get you a little spot where people can smoke their weed and do their other activities
in
public.
You would have to put it in the back room, because I'm telling you, I don't think you can have all that smoke where people function.
They have at the casino, for instance, they got smokers.
I know what you're going to say, and they're supposed to have oxygen flowing through there, too.
Well,
and how
okay.
many people
heavy,
have you seen carrying
don't
that
oxygen? Neither.
How many people have you seen carrying their oxygen through the casino?
Oh, a lot, because that's what they do. They're tired. They ain't got nothing else to do. They toting their little oxygen roller cart, and they up there at them those pool things, you know. And like my ex-father-in-law.
But you can smoke in the casinos, too.
Oh, yeah, because they have smoking areas, because they realize that if they don't, people who are serious smokers, which are usually going to be your folks who've been smoking for more years than you want to count, they're not coming there if they can't smoke. You can't, because you can't go all. A true smoker cannot go all day and not smoke. Now, they put, like at my job, you got to be X amount of feet away from the building if you're going to smoke. But them people
right.
go out there 10 below zero. They out there smoking that cigarette.
Yeah, that's
do.
Serious right there.
Yeah, that's gotta get it.
That's serious.
Gotta have it.
It is.
That's
true.
A habit. That's an addiction.
It
is.
That's it is an addiction, and I know because I used to be addicted.
See, I've never. You know what? I smoked cigarettes for 6 months out of my life, and I'm like Clinton. I didn't inhale not one time. I had a reason for smoking it because I was mad enough to try to not knock somebody out.
Okay.
Wow.
I was, but you know what? I did the math. Everything I ever do always comes back to the math. And I never bought a cigarette, even because my ex-husband smoked. I just took one of his. I didn't know, you know. But when I did the math on how much he was spending for cigarettes and how many pair of shoes I could buy, that was the end of that.
Wow.
Mm-mm. I could have bought shoes and I still had the shoes. Smoke a cigarette, once the cigarette is gone, it's up in the air. You can't get it back. You can't hold it. You can't spend it on it. I'm like, I'm good.
Well, I would like to say thank you to my guests. Thank you for your participation.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in. And those of you that called in and didn't make a comment or ask a question, I appreciate you calling in just to listen. So maybe next time you might want to ask a question.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to end the show now. And like I always tell you before we go, you have a great weekend. But if you don't want to go for the ride, don't get in the car. And with that, I like to say good night.